This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Russia says it is pulling back more troops and weapons. The United States hasn't verified a Russian pullback of troops near Ukraine. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more.
After weeks of dire warnings, there's a glimmer of hope that hostilities in Ukraine might be averted. Russian President Vladimir Putin Tuesday welcomed a security dialogue with the West, and the Russian military said it had pulled back some troops near Ukraine. In Washington, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
It would be positive if it was verified that they pulled back their troops. And certainly the openness to diplomacy is something that everybody should support, and I think our NATO allies would support as well.
But President Joe Biden cautioned,
two paths are still open.
The U.S. and NATO continue to warn Russia could invade at any time. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Iran urged the U.S. Congress Wednesday to issue a political statement that Washington will stay committed to a possible agreement in Vienna talks to restore the 2015 nuclear deal. Iran's foreign minister urged the U.S. guarantee on the so-called Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, the JCPOA, in an interview with the Financial Times published on his ministry's website. He stressed he had asked Iranian negotiators to propose to the Western parties that at least their parliaments or parliament speakers, including the U.S. Congress, can declare in the form of a political statement their commitment to the agreement in return to the JCPOA implementation, end quote. If you'd like more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The House committee investigating the U.S. Capitol insurrection has subpoenaed six more people, including former Trump campaign members and state lawmakers. The panel is further expanding its review into efforts to falsely declare Donald Trump the winner of the 2020 election in several swing states. It is seeking testimony and records from individuals who the panel says had knowledge of or participated in efforts to send false alternate electors from seven of the states President Joe Biden rightfully won. Those subpoenaed include Michael Roman and Gary Michael Brown, who served as directors for Trump's 2020 re-election campaign. Burkina Faso strongman Lieutenant Colonel Paul-Henri Sandogo Damibe was inaugurated as president Wednesday, just over 3 weeks after he led a coup to topple elected head of state Roch Marc Christian Kabore. In a televised ceremony, Damibe swore an oath before the country's top constitutional body to, quote, preserve, respect, uphold, and defend the Constitution, end quote, the nation's laws, and a fundamental act of key decisions approved by the junta. The press, but no foreign representatives, attended the ceremony in a small room at the offices of the Constitutional Council. French far-right presidential candidate Marine Le Pen has accused a one-time close supporter of sabotage as a series of defections rattle her party with elections looming. Le Pen's national rally announced late Tuesday it had suspended former Vice President Nicolas Bay, accusing him in a statement of sabotage, duplicity, and, quote, behavior unworthy of the trust placed in him, end quote. Bay's alleged crime was passing on confidential information about Le Pen's campaign to her rival, with the incident serving to highlight the increasingly bitter split in the anti-immigration wing of French politics. Police arrested former Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez at his home Tuesday, following a request by the United States government for his extradition on drug trafficking and weapons charges. The arrest came less than 3 weeks after Hernandez left office and followed years of allegations by U.S. prosecutors of his alleged links to drug traffickers. Hernandez exited his home flanked by police, shackled at the wrist and ankles, and wearing a bulletproof jacket. He got into a police vehicle and was driven away. A new trial against Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has opened at the penal colony where he already is serving a prison term. Navalny is charged with fraud and contempt of court in the trial that opened Tuesday. His allies denounced the case as an effort to keep the politician behind bars for as long as possible. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.